You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Orange County 那个版在呈现版里面有一条新闻.
Last week, in LA Times in the Orange County section,
我看见说有两个双胞胎的弟兄叫做 Randall 弟兄.
There was a twin brothers of Randall family.
他们不过是十岁.
They are just about 10 years old.
结果上了大新闻.
But they are the headline on that section.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们参加幼童军.
Because they joined the Cub Scout.
却被幼童军的组织人赶出去.
But they were expelled from Cub Scout.
他们做了什么错事呢?
Now what did they do wrong?
他们为什么被 不被接纳呢?
How come they're expelled?
原来在幼童军的宣誓中间有一句话他们不能同意.
Because in the oath or motto of the Cub Scout, there's one word that they cannot agree.
我太太对童军非常有兴趣.
My wife is very interested in scouting.
昨天我对我的朋友说，我太太是童子军.
And I used to tell other of my friends that my wife is a boy scout.
他们说不不，你太太是女童军，不是男童军.
No, you made a mistake. She's in
girl scout. 她不是女童军，她是童子军，是男童军.
He said no, he's in boy scout.
而且她是得了男童军中间 最高的奖章叫做木章奖章.
And also, she is a wood badge winner.
其实我也不知道木章奖有什么了不起.
And I don't even know how great that wood badge is.
但是我太太说是最高奖，我就相信她是最高奖.
But my wife claimed that's the highest honor, so I believe that.
所以你相信我太太对于童子军是非常了解的.
So my wife really understands the scouting.
所以我就问她说，为什么童子军里面的宣誓有什么了不起呢？
So I said, no, what's the big deal about this oath of the scout?
因为童子军的信条里面中间，他们必须宣誓，他们向着神效忠。
Because in their oath, they have to pledge their faithfulness to the Lord, to the Lord, to God, actually.
而这个Randall兄弟 他们两个人为什么不能做同样宣誓呢?
And these Randall brothers, what happened?
因为他们说他们是无神论者.
Because they refuse to say the word God, and I believe they're atheists.
而他们说他们不觉得神的同在，不觉得神是这样真实.
And they say that they cannot really feel the reality of God.
十岁的孩子讲这样的话.
And they're only 10, and that's what they claim.
因为他后面有一个父亲是一个律师.
Because behind them, their father is a lawyer.
就告将官里就要跟童子军打仗.
So the lawyer, their father, sued Boy Scout.
我就想起原来这位先生，这位做律师的父亲.
So I realized this lawyer father.
他其实5年以前已经创造一条新闻.
And actually, even 5 years before that, already established a headline.
原来这一位先生，他在5年以前，他的孩子还是5岁的时候，刚刚进学校.
Because when they're first entering into a kindergarten,
他们就对于每天早晨这些学生孩子们要在国旗面前宣誓, 我是这个尊重, 我要发誓尊重国旗.
And because at that time, at school, the kids has to pledge allegiance to the flag.
弟兄姐妹们知不知道, 美国每一个小学生需要向着国旗宣誓效忠.
Do you know that all the little kids at public school, they have to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States?
如果你不晓得的话，这里有多少人已经规划做美国公民的，你也知道，你入美国籍的时候要宣誓对国旗效忠。
And all of you understand when you are naturalizing to become an American citizen, you have to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
而且对国旗效忠的时候，你们年轻人记不记得？你们年轻人你们背给我们听，我不太会背哈，我后来惭愧，做了美国公民不会背。啊，我知道，我要孩子们背。
Well, anybody can memorize the Pledge of Allegiance.
你们听见没有? 但是有一句话叫做 One Nation Under God. 在神之下是一个完整的国家.
So there's this one phrase, it's One Nation Under God.
好了,这位做律师的父亲就不能接受.
So this lawyer father cannot accept that.
他就告诉他的儿子们说，你们不可以宣誓，向着国旗说是在神之下，在神的 管理之下，一个独立的完整的国家。
So he told the son not to say the word God.
他们并不是不爱国，他们是爱国的。
I believe they're patriotic.
因为这个在中东战争一打的时候，他立刻把国旗挂出来。
Because during the war, right away they fly the flag in their home.
这件事情告江官里要如何解决，这个孩子们能不能继续参加幼童军，事情的发展我还不晓得。
We don't know what this lawsuit will become, and we don't know whether this brothers can still go to become Cub Scouts.
但是有一件事情我知道。
But I know one thing.
一个年轻的孩子，他们在不同的环境里面受影响，会决定他们将来前面的道路。
But a kid at a certain environment, certain situation, they are heavily influenced to for their future decisions.
这两个孩子记者们访问他的时候
，When the reporter interviewed these two kids,
他们已经有一种观念，认为神是不可知的。
They already have the concept that God is something that you really it's not true.
而他们所受的教导，从父母那里来的影响，他所说的话已经十足是一个所有无神论人标准的答案。
And all the answers that they gave the reporter are the typical atheist.
我不知道是出于他们个人的经验，还是出于父母的教导。
I don't know whether that's from their own experience or from the teaching of their parents.
我实在为着这两个孩子照片很可爱的，胖嘟嘟，很可爱。
This pair of brothers, they are so lovely. You know, from the picture, they look, you know, chubby, real cute.
但弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得他们前途会如何。
But I really don't know what their future is going to be.
在我们传福音的过程中间，常常遇见不同背景、不同信仰的人。
In our when we preach gospel to other people, we come across all walks of people.
有些时候我们不能给他们一个标准的答案。
Sometimes, we can't give a standard, kind of a message.
我从前有一段时间传福音的时候，遇见一些信不同宗教信仰，比如说佛教。
Sometimes I come across Buddhists.
也有些人他们是什么都不相信。
Some don't believe anything.
所谓的无神论者。
So-called atheists.
你要知道，在无神论者中间还有两种不同，有一种根本不相信神的存在。
Even among the atheists, there are two different kinds. One that doesn't believe the existence of God.
有一种是相信神不能被人认识。
And the other kind is that they believe that God cannot be really recognized and be known by man, be experienced by man.
所以在英文里面有两个字，一个叫 atheist, 一个叫 agnostic.
So there's two words actually. One is atheist, one is agnostic.
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 大部分人说他们无神论其实不是不相信有一位神，而是不能认识这位神。
And most of the atheists, they claim themselves to be atheists. Actually, they're not. They're just they believe that God is something that cannot be experienced by man.
所以我们需要知道怎样得的智慧，能够向不同的人传福音，叫他们都能接受。
So we have to ask for wisdom so that we can preach to different kind of people.
保罗怎么说的呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗在哥林多前书第九章里面这样告诉我。
In the First Corinthians chapter 9, Paul said this.
他说，像犹太人，我就是犹太人，还因为要得着犹太人。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20, it said, And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews.
他说我向着律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，我要得律法以下的人。
To those who are under the law, as under the law through not, though not being myself under the law, that I might win them all, who are under the law.
换句话说，保罗对于犹太人的背景非常的了解。
So Paul really understands the background of Jews.
他自己是犹太人，所以他说他能够做犹太人。
Well, he himself is Jewish, so he can be Jew.
他虽然不再在律法的捆绑之下，但是他熟悉律法。
Although he's not under the boundaries of the law, he is still under the law.
他说，像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，我要得没有律法的人。
He said, for those who are under the law, I become just the same, so that I can win them.
你不要以为保罗是一个不讲律法，好像枉作非为的人。
You see, don't mistaken, as if Paul is not under any kind of law, he's a sort of a lawlessness, he's lawless.
他是不用律法主义来衡量在别人的身上。
He is just did not put people under the law to judge them.
换句话说，他向着外邦人就不用向犹太人传福音的方法来对他们传讲耶稣基督。
So to the Gentiles, he does not use the same method as he used for the Jews.
他说，其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。
Because he said it's not that I don't have any law, just before the Lord, exactly I was under the law.
向软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，我要得。我要得软弱的人。
To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak.
像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
And I become all things to all men, that I may be all means, I may by all means save some.
这个不是说保罗在杀人犯的面前他就变杀人犯。
This does not mean that before a killer, Paul become a killer.
他不是说在打麻将的人面前他就变打麻将的人。
It doesn't mean that.In front of those who play mahjong, he become one that plays mahjong also.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里乃是讲到他有不同的背景，向着不同背景的人，他给他们不同的方法，让他们能够接受耶稣基督。
Paul is saying that in the different backgrounds, he used those backgrounds to preach the gospel.
像什么样的人就做什么样的人。
And he will become like the ones that he preached the gospel to.
无论如何，总要救些人。
By all means, he will want to save some.
我心里实在被保罗这个态度感动。无论如何，总要救些人。
I'm really deeply touched and deeply moved by this kind of attitude.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们必须自己在主的面前有这样一种心愿。
So we really should have this kind of intention before the Lord.
让我们的心胸是开阔的。
So that our heart will be open.
而且我们应当有不同的知识，知道怎样帮助不同的人。
And also we have to gain the different kind of knowledge so that we can help different kind of people.
今天中国人，我们在我们自己同胞中间传福音，倒不一定遇见无神的人。
And among Chinese, you very rarely come across anybody who's a true atheist.
我想我们最常遇见的是信仰不同宗教或者是佛教的人。
And actually we'll come across people who believe in different religion and mostly Buddhism.
有些时候佛教徒他们不是相信没有不相并不是相信没有神。
And actually the Buddhist does not are those that are not really not believe in God, the existence of God.
只是他不知道是哪一位神。
It's just that he doesn't know who this God is.
我在密苏里的时候，那里我告诉弟兄姊妹，收集了很多的见证。
And over in Missouri, I collected quite a few personal testimonies.
其中有两个佛教徒的背景。
There are two among them are Buddhists in their background.
你知道，我们中国人如果他没有特别宗教信仰，很多的时候就是传统的信仰，也就是靠近佛教的信仰。
And you know, as a Chinese, sometimes if you don't have any specific religion, and because of tradition, you consider yourself Buddhist.
你知道这个佛教徒他，他说从小是一个虔诚的佛教徒。
He said this one is a very, very devoted Christian, Buddhist.
但是他说的很奇妙，他说其实我也不太清楚我相信的是什么。
But then he said, well, actually, I really don't exactly understand what I really believe in.
但是知道一件事情，很早就起来烧香。
But he said, I do believe one thing that I burn incense all the time.
他们家里每一个人都是虔诚的佛教徒，所以每天早上要做早课的。
And every one of them are very devout Buddhism, so everybody get up in the morning and do that routine.
他从小的记忆就是这样。
And that's her childhood memory.
并且因为这样一种背景带出来，他对基督教有相当的敌意。
So because of that kind of background, she's really against the Christianity.
这个姊妹写得很诚实。她说，并且学校里面有个老师是个基督徒，对我很不好。
And this sister has been very honest. He said, and also there's a teacher in my school who's happened to be a Christian who's very, very mean to me.
所以他对基督教很厌恶。
So he's really, really despised Christianity.
那么他怎么会有机会听见福音呢？
Then how come she got the chance to have the opportunity to listen to the gospel?
原来他有一个阿姨是基督徒。
Because it turned out that she's got an aunt who is a Christian.
所以就在家里面，有时候来访问的时候，就带她唱诗歌。
So sometimes when the aunt visited her, she will lead her in singing hymns.
讲基督耶稣的故事。
And sometimes will tell the story of Jesus.
她说很稀奇，她的心就被耶稣基督这个人所吸引。
So it's very amazing that she was just attracted by Jesus, this person. And later on he found out this person Jesus is exactly what, what the Christianity is about. And then she became very, very angry. And then she realized, oh, all those nice stories my aunt told me, that all the purpose is all just trying to get me to believe in Christianity.
她从小就唱喜欢唱诗歌都是叫我信耶稣。
And then she realized all the songs that the aunt taught her are all about believing in Jesus.
所以她气得不得了。
So she was very, very mad.
她也没有什么理由就发誓说不要再信耶稣不要信碰基督教。
And so for no reason at all, she just, no, she just make up her mind not to believe in not to believe in Christianity.
所以弟兄姊妹你看我们对于 这些所谓佛教徒的背景我们了解有多少?
So you see, this is how we understand some of the Buddhists.
他们很多时候其实根本没有一个固定的原因或者说得出来的原因他们要反对耶稣。
Sometimes, you see, it is not really any reasonable reason that they have that they just want to be against Christianity.
很多人反对耶稣没有道理的。
A lot of people, they are against Christianity with just really there's no reason.
这就是我们常常遇见传福音的对象他们不同的背景。
Now this is something we always come across.
我不晓得这个姊妹他们在这样的光景里面有多久。
I don't know how long is the sister in this kind of situation.
有一天她的母亲陪另外一个朋友去做身体检查。
Once her mother took a friend of theirs to have a physical.
结果检查的结果,她那个妈妈的朋友倒没有事。
And turned out that that friend was all right.
她的妈妈一查出来倒是有了cancer,有了癌症。
It turned out that her own mom got cancer.
你看去陪身体检查的人，你知道我在台湾很了解，很多时候医院检查呀，很喜欢找个伴儿一起去。
You know, in Taiwan, I understand a lot of times when you want to go for a physical, you always grab someone to go with you together.
因为为什么？因为他们可以安排在同一个病房，一个房间里住上一两天。
Because sometimes that's those kind of a thorough physical, then they can arrange them both staying in the same ward in the same room for a few days.
两个好朋友就叽叽呱呱可以谈一整天两天，这很好的机会。
Then a good friend, they can really stay together for a few days and they can talk.
如果一个人去身体检查的话，那一两天就非常寂寞。
And if you just go alone, then those few days become very, very lonely.
好，结果一去，她的妈妈查出来有癌症。
And turn out her mom's got cancer.
她的父亲就不相信，赶快再找一个人去检查。
So her father does not believe that. So right away they get another doctor to have another exam.
这个第二个医生的意见，立刻就要开刀。
And the second doctor's opinion is that she needs surgery right away.
结果开刀之后, cancer 这个割除的手情形不错。
And turned out the operation successful.
但是在恢复的时候, 他就这个排泄的系统不通。
But during the recovery period, there's some problem with the elimination process.
所以就非常的痛苦。
And she's very painful.
照着佛教徒所知道的，他就去烧香，去拜拜，去喝那个香灰的符水。
So according to the Buddhist habit, they just go and burn incense to go worship the idol in the shrine, and even to drink the ashes from the burned incense.
结果并没有好。
And it's not all right.
当然，他的阿姨也来向他传福音。
And at that time, of course, that aunt came over to preach gospel to them.
不知道在医院里面多少的时间。
Don't know how long she stayed in the hospital.
后来，他的医院里面来了同房，也又是一位基督徒。
And then another patient moving to the room, happened to be another Christian.
所以奇怪，他就邀请他的母亲祷告。
So that Christian just invited her mother to pray.
祷告之后，第二天好了。And
after they prayed, the following day, her mother was healed.
所以你知道，那些相信。
So you see, a Buddhist can really can easily accept the fact of miracle.
而且事实上，他们是追求各样的神迹。
And actually, Buddhists are the ones that seek after miracles.
不要以为中国人才是这样。
So don't think only Chinese are like that.
圣经里面告诉我们，保罗说犹太人是寻求神。 希利尼人是寻求智慧，犹太人也是寻求神迹。
And Paul told us that the Greeks are after wisdom, but Jews are after miracles.
你知道我们的思想，我们的人的构造有各种不同的，每个人身体灵魂，它各方面强点不一样。
So you know when our everybody have a different made up, strong point, whether in our soul, in our body, in the spirit, they're all very different.
有些人是相信理智的。
Some people are really strong believers in reasoning.
他是唯理派，一切不合乎理性的他都不接受。
And he's totally realistic, and anything that's not reasonable, he will not accept.
但是有些人却不是在理性这边着手的。
But some people doesn't approach things that way.
他却是在一个他说感觉。可触摸那些感觉里面，他来寻求。
And some people they're more
in touch, something to be in touch.
They are more essential in a way. Yeah.
他的母，你知道的犹太人，他有背景，是犹太人有许多神迹的背景。
And the Jews got all kinds of backgrounds about miracles.
所以大部分的犹太人能够接受神迹。
So most of Jews they can accept miracles.
佛教里面传说许许多多神迹的事情。
And in the Buddhism, there are all kinds of miracles that was recorded.
所以常常我们向着佛教都传福音的时候，你不要跟他讲许许多多，真理的问题，他一下不能接受。
So to when you preach gospel to a Buddhist, you don't have to really emphasize so much on the doctrine, on the truth.
但是叫他祷告是很容易的。
But it was very easy to ask them to pray.
但是要注意就是这件事情。
But you have to be careful.
当你带一个佛教徒来祷告的时候，
When you lead a Buddhist to pray,
你一定要知道他所祷告的是谁。
You have to be careful that who are they praying to.
有很多时候你带了佛教徒祷告，他也不知道不晓得他向什么时候谁哪一位神祷告，东祷告一个，西祷告一个，到底后来哪一位神听他的祷告，他也搞不清楚。
Because sometimes when you do that, they will pray toward this God, toward that God, and then later on, eventually, now when the prayer is answered, now who is the one that really answered the prayer? Nobody knows.
所以你这样子花的代价为他祷告，奉着主的名寻求这样一个经历，对于他来讲却没有真实的帮助。
So sometimes when you really put an effort to pray for him and in God's name and in Jesus' name to pray, and turn out it's not effective.
你不要因为佛教徒的背景，他很容易去祷告，你就心里很欢喜，你要非常的当心。
So don't be so happy because a Buddhist can be led to pray easily. Don't be happy with that because you have to be extra careful in that sense.
你知道这个希腊人，或者是圣经里讲这些当时的情景，他们也是信奉各样的偶像。
You see, even Greeks and they also believe in all kinds of idols.
保罗的教导跟榜样就非常的好。
And so the example of Paul is excellent.
当保罗到达雅典的时候，
When Paul went to Athens,
遇见那里许多人在那里游行，为什么呢？
And they saw there's people that are parading.
他们游行正好那天是那一个卫士之神的生日。
And that day they parade for that unknown god.
奇怪啊，神是卫士之神，却有一个生日。
You see, this the god is unknown god, and yet they have a birthday that they have a parade on that day.
那天他们庆祝，来庆祝卫士之神。
So that day they celebrate for this unknown god.
其实这是有个缘故，有背景的。
And actually, there's a background.
你知道拜偶像的人很怕他没有把所有的神明都拜到。
You see, the person who worship idols, they have a fear. They're fear to offend some god that they did not worship.
那些拜偶像的人心里没有平安，就是觉得有一个神他没有拜到。
And sometimes they don't have this peace because they're afraid that they missed one that they want to that they missed the god that they forgot to worship.
所以不晓得哪个聪明的希腊人就发明说，有一位神是卫士之神。
So there's this this wisdom, this very very maybe a very very wise Greek, just invented this unknown god.
你拜了这位卫士之神，所有无名的神你没有拜到，都在这个里面，因为你没有规定是哪一位 unspecified.
So they invented this unknown god. As long as you worship this unknown god, it's because it's not specified.So you can take care of that business.
我同学的哥哥在他毕业的时候找了六个很好的朋友。
This a brother of my classmate. During his graduation, he invited six good friends.
他们六个好朋友毕业都照了一张照片。
And during when they graduated, they took a picture together.
照片底下还有印了一些字.
And then there's some words they'd written under.
他们说这是天下七大才子.
They say that this is the seven wonderful talents in this world.
那么人家说, 诶,怎么你只有六个人写天下七大才子呢?
And they said, no, just a minute. There's only six people in this picture. How come you say this seven greatest talents in this world?
所以不愧他们是天下七大才子,他们这样回答。
And so
他们真是天下七大才子,所以这样回答。
They are rare indeed talents, and they are greatest talents because they give this kind of answer.
他说我们早讲好了。
I said, we already agreed.
怕有人不服气。
Because we're afraid, as long as somebody who's not he's not convinced, he does not want to admit that these six, these are the seven greatest wonderful talents.
凡是跟我们反对,
so as long as somebody who does not agree with that, who want to challenge, and that person will be the seventh.
我想有这样智慧的人会发明一个叫卫士之神。
So somebody with this kind of talent will invent a god who is called unknown god.
保罗在那里就看见他们在卫士之神的祭坛面前游行。
And so Paul saw those Greeks, they are parading and they're worshiping this unknown god.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.